this year. Gentlemen, like always, it's a pleasure and honor having you on the show. Mpundu Moses, it does not matter the what? The color?
I love your football, Jay-Z. All it matters is you being part of the backstage.
Kiyango Mulingi, as an agent, as well as a coach, commentator, your last words?
If you really want to hear the latest on Zambian football and just in general, I think the program is The Backpage at 11 hours.
At The Backpage, ultimate leaders in sports right here on RCV with me, Jane Junta Mwemba at the Bola Queen. And know that anything is
possible.
Ages motorists against usage of phones while driving. Zanamaka ages street vendors to return to designated trading places. And Wagner to withdraw from Mali after completing mission. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATA, has cautioned motorists that have the tendency of pressing their mobile phones whilst driving. According to RATA Head of Public Relations, Chilufya Mwilwa, the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, Section 1691, says that no driver is allowed to use a cellular phone or communication device while driving, stressing that it is illegal and cause for a fine. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Mwilwa warned that those found wanting will face the law and be penalized. As an agency, we are ensuring that we capture number plates of the offenders, who will then be booked and charged accordingly, said Ms. Mwilwa. She has since urged motorists to adhere to road guidelines and safety rules to avoid accidents.
I want to urge members of the public to report any such acts where you see a driver, whether a public service vehicle or a private driver, using their cell phone. Again, we're not sitting back as a Road Transport and Safety Agency. Our officers are on the ground ensuring that they're using the smart enforcement tool where our officers are able to capture number plates once a driver is seen using their mobile device. They are then booked and they're charged accordingly.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy National Youth Chairperson for Politics and Mobilization, Trevor Mwinde, has described the late former President Edgar Lungu as a national asset who made significant contributions to the country's development during his time in office. Speaking during the Radio Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka yesterday, Mr. Mwinde underscored the importance of unity and a collective sense of purpose as the nation mourns the loss of its former head of state. Mr. Mwinde also commended President Lungu for his humility, highlighting his ability to acknowledge past mistakes and demonstrating a spirit of reflection and reconciliation. Our message of condolences goes to the family and the party. President Lungu will continue to be respected not only as a father figure to his family, but as a national father figure, said Mr. Mwinde.
Former President Isio was a president for this country, Zambia, and consolation and healing to the former first family. We must not be able to dilute a national funeral.
Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, Amaka, says there is need for street vendors to get back to their designated trading areas as a way of decongesting streets and for good sanitation purposes. This follows a recent call by the local government minister urging street vendors to get back to their designated trading spaces. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Association President Mupila Kamea stressed that congestion in the streets is costly to the council as they are burdened with cleanups, especially if revenue is not paid. There is need to address street vending as it is not a provincial issue but a national problem, said Mr. Kamea. Mr. Kamea advised the Ministry of Local Government to identify non-state actors to come on board and help the local authorities in addressing this crisis.
is that the Minister of Local Government must identify non-state actors, like I said, and very importantly, look at establishing the Market and Bus Station Act. That gives us the power in non-state actors to come in place and just help the local authorities across the country on how these things are supposed to be managed. Because as it sits now, the local authorities, yes, that's their mandate to manage, you know, the infrastructure, the facilities, but our job is to manage the affairs of these traders.
The recruitment of beneficiaries under the Cash for Work program in Nalolo District is underway, with a total of 6,426 individuals targeted to benefit from the program. Officers from the Council's Planning and Engineering Departments have visited all the 12 wards in Nalolo constituency to distribute forms and also engage with the Ward Development Committees, WDCs, Community Warfare Assistance Committees, and Satellite Disaster Management Committees to ensure smooth implementation of the program. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba has urged all the WDCs, zonal representatives, and the entire leadership at the grassroots structures engaged to help in the implementation of the program to capture correct details of the beneficiaries, especially phone numbers and National Registration Card, NRCs, so that money is not paid to wrong people. Mr. Kandimba revealed that the council has encountered challenges to process payment for the beneficiaries timely due to incorrect data, which prompted the council to undertake a physical verification of all the unpaid claims covering the period August to December 2024. The latest 6,426 beneficiaries being recruited will undertake various public works covering the months of January and February 2025, said Mr. Kandimba in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Kandimba said a total of 102 beneficiaries will be recruited to cover for the 2 months period in each of the 63 zones in the constituency. He also urges the beneficiaries to verify their details to ensure correct names, National Registration Card, NRC numbers, as well as phone numbers are captured correctly by the WDCs and data entry clerks before the lists are submitted to the council for payment.
As a local authority, we would like to urge for the WDCs, zonal representatives, and the entire leadership at the grassroots structures engaged to help in the implementation of the program to capture correct details of the beneficiaries, especially phone numbers and National Registration Cards, NRCs, so that the money is not paid to wrong people. The council also urges the beneficiaries to verify their details to ensure correct names, NRCs, as well as phone numbers are captured correctly by the WDCs and data entry clerks before the lists are submitted to the council for payment.
In African news, the Wagner Group has announced it is withdrawing from Mali following what it called the completion of its main mission in the West African country. The Russian mercenary group has been operating there since 2021, working with the military to challenge Islamist militants. In a message on its Telegram channel, Wagner said it had fought terrorism side by side with the people of Mali, killing thousands of militants and their commanders who terrorized civilians for years. Coming up shortly, government struggles to cut foreign aid spent on asylum hotels. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, a person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The government is struggling to cut the amount of foreign aid it spends on hotel bills for asylum seekers in the UK, the BBC has learned. New figures released quietly by ministers in recent days show the Home Office plans to spend £2.2 billion of overseas development assistance this financial year. That is only marginally less than the £2.3 billion it spent in 2024-2025. The money is largely used to cover the accommodation costs of thousands of asylum seekers who have recently arrived in the UK. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has cautioned motorists that have the tendency of pressing their phones whilst driving. Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, says there is need for street vendors to get back to their designated trading areas as a way of decongesting streets and for good sanitation purposes. and the Wagner Group has announced it is withdrawing from Mali following